Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And we welcome in once again Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So today you wanted to talk about something that has, at times, been in somewhat short supply over the course of the pandemic. A little perspective.
Well, thank you for that introduction. So throughout the last year and a half, I've always tried to provide a balanced, thoughtful reporting and keeping things, as you say, in perspective. I think that the news media, which I certainly have a very high degree of respect for, does tend to sensationalize things a bit. And so just to, in my own opinion, give it a little bit of a balance. As we're heading into the winter months of this pandemic, we know that we're going to see an increase in cases. It's totally predictable. And so when headlines flash that, you know, cases are on the surge again around the globe and things, I find that to be sometimes a little bit sensationalist because, of course, that is precisely what we expect, and it's happening as we would expect. I do think that eventually, over the next maybe 8 months or so, we're going to see a substantial fading of this pandemic. And I've said that before, that these things tend to go for about 2 years. So this is really the second winter that we've experienced it. The first, you know, back in January of 2020 was when it came to America, so I don't really count that, but certainly last winter and then this winter, I think, are the two big winters that we're going to see. And then we should see a significant fading over the next year. And that doesn't mean that COVID is going to go away. We know it's not going to go away. But based on what other pandemics, especially the 1918 influenza pandemic, but also other ones, respiratory virus pandemics tend to follow this sort of pattern. And probably what it is that eventually we have enough of the population getting immune through either natural immunity, with meaning that they got the infection, or through vaccination, that it just fades down to what we call an endemic, meaning it's a virus that stays with us but isn't causing these huge surges. When we look at where the case numbers are rising right now, it's not surprising that in California, it's Los Angeles and the San Joaquin Valley. That's where it's been every single time. And there's a number of dynamics that lead to that. So I would certainly expect over the next several months that those hospitals are going to be strained and stressed, that ICUs will get full again. And that, I think, is predictable. I'm not trying to minimize it, but I just don't want it to be a constant barrage of fear. And I think we're all really exhausted with this thing, and we're all sick of hearing about it. But I think if we just stay the course, continue to wear our masks, those people who are vaccinated and would like to get a booster, now all adults in California, without exception, can get the booster. I think you don't have to worry about which booster to get. Any of them will do. But the Moderna seems to be slightly better. It's all nuance, but it seems to be slightly better. So if you got the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson and you have the ability to get the Moderna, maybe I'd go with that. I got the booster with the Pfizer because my first two had been Pfizer. I think that just staying the course, and I think we will eventually emerge on the other side of this thing. Those are my thoughts anyway that I wanted to share.
Well, you know, I can remember the good old days when all we had to be concerned about was, should we get a flu shot every year? Do you think that in the future there will be a regular COVID shot to get?
I think that's very likely, and that will probably be for some period of time. But how many years we'll have to do that before it is quiescent enough, I don't know. Once again, if we look back at the 1918 influenza outbreak, that was a special strain of influenza called H1N1, And it's still with us today, and it has popped up from time to time. Back in the 80s, it popped up, and we called it the swine flu, for example. So I'm sure that this will be monitored, and periodically we may hear recommendations to get another COVID booster for those people who have gotten vaccinated. Also, just to share with you a quick update on the clinic, we are working very hard to fix those challenges that I know are extremely frustrating for people, both for the patients, certainly, and families, but also for us. And so my understanding is that we've fixed the pharmacy prescription refill glitch, and now people should be getting their refills without delay and without consternation. And we're also getting the scheduling piece improved tremendously, so you can already schedule online your appointment. And we're working on making it so that these appointments aren't weeks and weeks out, but we're trying to get it much more efficient so that people can get in a reasonable period of time. As always, I welcome the feedback from the community. If people are continuing to have problems, I'd like to hear about it.
Dr. Miller, thanks very much for being with us this Tuesday on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.